You listen to 1-2-3 with me, Bob Simpson. Now, back in December, Alison Davis from EssexSavers.net Credit Union came into Phoenix to tell us the good news that a new credit union branch was to open in Brentwood. Well, we've got some more good news today. There's another new credit union branch in Billericay. And here to tell us all about it is the Vicar of Christchurch Billericay, Warner Pidgeon, along with Nick Brennan. And it's a welcome return to Alison Davis as well, President of EssexSavers.net Credit Union. Welcome all. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hello, Bob.
Good afternoon.
Good to be here again.
Yeah, it's lovely to see you again. I think we should just kick off by just explaining what credit unions are and what are they for?
Right, well, credit unions are very much community banking and in this climate, an alternative to mainstream banks, but very much to help those who haven't got access to the normal services, because as we all know, high street banks are doing less and less for people now.
Right, okay. So basically, what is the difference between a credit union and a bank?
Credit unions function on a smaller scale and they're limited to being fairly local. So Essex Savers covers Essex, Southend and Thurrock, and that's our operational patch,
right.
And we can't really go outside that.
Okay.
And also we deal with smaller loans and savings are limited to 15,000 per member. So we're looking at a sort of smaller entity but very much community.
Yeah.
Servicing the community, but also for the benefit of the community, because any money generated by the credit union is used locally.
Sure, yeah.
And kept locally.
And it's mutual, basically.
It is mutual, yes. So once you're a member, you're a shareholder, and you can have your say.
Right, okay. Now, Warner, the Archbishop of Canterbury recently said that 1 million families are now taking out payday loans every month as they struggle with rising living costs. Mm-hmm. As we know, credit unions can provide a much cheaper alternative to payday lending. Was this initiative in Brentwood and particularly Billericay inspired by this advice from the Archbishop of Canterbury?
Well, I became aware during 2013 that the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, was encouraging churches to look at opening credit unions, maybe in church buildings, maybe on high street locations in the locality. And I think it was when the Archbishop said that he hoped that we could compete Wonga out of the market, that I particularly became interested. I worked in the finance industry for 14 years, between 86 and 2000, so I've known Alison from Essex Savers since last September. I met with Alison, really liked what I was seeing and hearing about Essex Savers, and thought it would be just great if we could have one on Billericay High Street.
Absolutely. All right, well, we'll talk about the Billericay branch in a moment, but going back to the Brentwood branch, how are things going there, Alison?
Well, reasonably well. We could do with more promotion, so we appreciate the opportunity. We're there every Wednesday from 11 until 2,
yeah.
Bang slap in the front of Barclays Bank,
right.
As you go into the banking hall there. We are recruiting people there, but we could do with some more volunteers, so anybody who's willing to sort of help us and volunteer there, that would be good, and also to promote us. So if anybody's got somewhere they can stick a poster or some leaflets, we'd be pleased to hear from them.
Okay, fantastic. And you can be contacted on 01245 496314.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, well, we'll put those details on our website later.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
Okay, so the new initiative is now in Billericay too. Tell us about that, Warner. Are you up and running yet?
Yeah, I mean, Nick really knows much more about the launch of Billericay than I do, because I was aware that as the new year started, we really wanted to get things moving, and Nick was available to help galvanise our volunteers, which has been wonderful.
And I believe, Nick, you've got this up and running in a very short space of time, really. Talk us through the process, what you've done. When did you first sort of get involved in this, and what's been involved in getting it up and running?
Well, I got involved firstly when, at the beginning of the year, Warner, during one of the church services, sort of gave us his New Year message and said that people should get involved in doing more for the community. And he said, perhaps somebody could help me set up a credit union. And I thought, oh, that sounds a bit of a challenge, setting up a credit union, thinking he meant set up a credit union.
You're right. Yeah, yeah.
But fortunately, I found out that the credit union already existed. And,
okay.
And what was required was to set up the branch in Billericay. And we already had a sort of willing group of volunteers who were willing to get involved in this. So I guess my role was coordinating those volunteers, arranging some meetings, and I guess primarily just setting a date that we were going to go for. I think that was the key thing. you know, I've spoken to Alison and said, you know, how long does it actually take to do this? And she said, well, you can set one up in a matter of weeks.
Right.
So we had a meeting and we said, let's set a date. And we said, well, the 11th of February should be achievable. And part of that was due to, as Alison said, you know, we need sort of to promote it. So we didn't want to open with nobody knowing about it because we'd have had volunteers sitting there doing nothing. So a big part of the project has actually been promoting what we're doing, and we've been quite fortunate there that we've got some flyers, some material out quite quickly. ACOS Press, if I can mention them, turned things around really quickly for us, and we're also fortunate to get the support of the Lions Club of Billericay,
who've
funded a couple of banners for us as well, so that we can promote that.
Fantastic.
So we've been last Saturday we were at St Mary's Church on Billericay High Street, where we were, you know, it was an information point really. It was making people aware that we were, you know, starting, you know, the Billericay branch. So I think the branch has got, you know, twofold. It's one that it's an outlet for the people of Billericay to go to, but it also helps to raise awareness of Essex Savers and Credit Unions, because there's Chris Lindsay, who was he came to talk to us. He runs the Brentwood branch, and he said, you know, why would somebody go to a payday loan company when they can go to a credit union? I mean, I had a play with, you know, one of these, you know, the loan calculators which the online companies offer, and looking at a well-known loan company, you know, I can borrow £400 for 1 month, and pay back £531. Now I can borrow that same £400 from Essex Savers for 6 months.
Right.
And only pay back £426. Now that's more manageable.
That's amazing.
And that allows somebody to manage their debt and to actually get out of debt, really.
Absolutely.
Whereas, you know, if I'm borrowing £400 for a month and I have to find another £131, you know, I mean, how am I going to manage? And it could be that, you know, my car's broken down, I can't get to work, I can't earn money, so I need £400 to pay for repairs.
Yeah.
But actually, that £400 is going to cost me, you know, £531 within a month, instead of £426 over 6 months.
And when you look at the APR rates of these payday loan companies, they're phenomenal, aren't they?
Absolutely phenomenal.
And really, you know, if someone's in trouble financially, it can only just send them into a downward spiral.
Definitely. I think, you know, what credit unions provide is a way out, if you like. You know, you can actually see, actually, there is somebody here who's willing to help me.
Yeah.
I mean, Alison can sort of add to this, but I believe we do talk people through their, you know, their budgeting. You know, it's not financial planning.
Yes,
how we can help them. You can't just lend irresponsibly.
Yeah.
You know, so you need to make sure that people can afford to pay back, and show them how they can pay back, I think.
Yes, I mean, we are responsible lenders, so we do look at people's incoming and outgoings. But our big problem is that, until we're better known, people come to us when they're already in a mess.
Yes.
And we have paid off so much in the way of payday loans. But we are beginning to get people to come to us first. But of course, if they take out a payday loan and they can't repay it at the end of the month, and, you know, who can with all the interest going on to it, then they're getting deeper and deeper all the time into debt, because if they're allowed to, they'll have to roll it over, or they have to take another one, or they come to us to pay it off, which is fine if it's something if they're members and we can lend them that amount of money. But so often it's pushing us beyond what we're comfortable in lending.
Absolutely.
So, you know, this is where we need to have people who are already members, and also people who are using us and paying into us by saving by payroll deduction and paying their loans off by payroll deduction, because that means that it's far lower risk, and we can lend them more at a lesser rate.
It's more stable.
But the actual rates that the payday lenders are charging, 2,000 to 5,000%, is enormous. And I think the other thing is that, how do you expect, as Nick said, how do you expect people to pay back within a month when they were already struggling?
Indeed.
You know, and I think people think it's the answer, and they think, oh, but I'll be able to pay that back. But come the day, they're actually in deeper than they were, and they're actually on a downward spiral.
Yeah.
So, you know, the fact that they could, if they could only have come to us and borrowed that money and paid it back over a longer period of time, One, they'd be paying back very little per month, but also, you know, you're not expecting it back in one great whomph,
sure,
which you know, if you're struggling already, is really difficult to do.
Yeah. So, I mean, as you just said, Nick, you rely a lot. Sorry, no, it was you, Alison, wasn't it? You rely a lot on volunteers, so you need some more volunteers. How about in Billericay? Have you got lots of volunteers, or do you need some more?
We've got quite a number. We've got about 12 volunteers because it's a Churches Together Billericay initiative.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's people from all of the churches have got involved in this. But it's always good to have more volunteers, because if you have more volunteers, it means that the existing volunteers haven't got to be on duty so often. Yeah, rather than being on twice a month, yeah, they only have to be on once a month. And clearly, when you get into the holiday period, then. Then yeah, people are on holiday, so again, you want any more volunteers, then that would be great.
Right, we need people to sign up for that. And of course, the other thing you need is people investing in the first place,
that's right. I mean, it's interesting that in America, 30% of people over 18 belong to credit unions.
Right.
In Ireland, 50% belong to credit unions.
Wow, yes.
In England, 3%
belong to credit unions.
So there's a lot of room for growth, and as you say, getting more people to invest. And of course, we're regulated by the Prudential Regulation Authority, and
the money's safe. It's guaranteed, isn't it?
Yeah, 85,000 is protected, although I think it's only 15,000
that people can put in at the moment. Yes.
Right. Well, there you go. I mean, you won't get much interest from banks at the moment, anyway. So get your money into a superb community project.
Exactly.
You know?
And do some good for the community.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So talking about Billericay, we need to know where it is and when it's open.
Do you mean where Billericay is, or where the service point for the credit union is for?
I've got a sat nav to find Billericay, but no.
Billericay Library,
right?
Every Tuesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Right. Okay. Excellent. How can people join a credit union or apply for a loan? How do they actually do it? What's the process?
Well, perhaps I ought to interject here.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as people in Billericay are concerned, if they can get there on a Tuesday, they can complete a form on the spot. They need two forms of ID. There's a one-off administration fee of £5. And basically, once they've filled all that in, they're up and running as members.
Right.
And then after that, all they need to do is put in a loan application, and they can apply for a loan.
Fantastic.
And obviously they can do that through the service points anywhere that we are, 28 odd places in Essex.
Yep.
But also they can pick the forms off online, or we can email them to them from the main office, and we can work it that way. So obviously being in Billericay is brilliant, because it gives us access somewhere we weren't before.
Yeah.
And I think it's been a superb model for us, because as we started as a sort of Churches Together project for the whole of Essex, this is exactly what Justin Welby is talking about, doing it wherever you need to be so that it's in every community.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're doing at the moment, is expanding into these communities. And the fact that we've had the Churches Together in Billericay come together and bring a whole team of people that are committed and can be trained together so that they've got a strong team to run with is a huge advantage to us.
Fabulous.
Because obviously, if you're struggling with a few people in an area, then it's more work to do centrally, and there's a limit to how many places you can be in at once supporting.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. And I believe you've got an AGM coming up, haven't you?
We have indeed.
Yeah.
And I suppose we should announce that we've actually now lent over £3 million to 4,000 people in Essex, Southend and Thurrock.
Excellent.
And that has potentially saved Essex £9 million on repossessions, rental repossessions, and those sort of costs, not to mention all the other things, the money it saved. But yes, our AGM, which all members are welcome to come to, is on Friday the 21st of February at 6:30 for a 7 o'clock meeting.
Yep.
And that's at the Diocesan offices, which is opposite the cathedral in Chelmsford.
Fantastic.
And we'd be pleased to see all our members there. If they can give us a call and let us know they're coming on the number that you've already given,
01245 496 314,
or they can email us on info@essexsavers.co.uk, or they can find all our details on the website essexsavers.co.uk.
What a team, eh?
Yeah.
Well, I wish you the very best of luck luck and every success with both of these new local ventures. I think it's great what you're doing, real good community project. I'd ask Warner to stay a while with us. We're going to have a little chat about Billericay Street Pastors and the Big Promise in a bit. But for now, Alison Davis, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And
good to see you.
Nick Brennan, thank you so much. And good luck with the project.